You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We'll start off with the Auckland Action Against Poverty piece. AAAP hope that Labor, now that they have enough of a majority to govern alone, they'll be able to see through their promises regarding poverty in Aotearoa. AAAP say that the last 3 years of government saw little to no meaningful change with poverty action. So I began by asking Brooke how AAAP define poverty and what the situation in New Zealand is looking like in 2020.
We define poverty as anybody who doesn't have enough money to survive on, who's living below the poverty line. So in 2020, we've got hundreds of thousands of people living below the poverty line. At the last quarter, I think there were over 300,000 people on a job seeker benefit, and that pays roughly about $250 a week for one person. And we know that that's just not enough. Just having to meet your day-to-day basic necessities, and we're only going to see it get worse with COVID and as we kind of start to see the backlash of the pandemic.
Why does Aotearoa New Zealand have such poor poverty statistics, especially in comparison with the OECD? I mean, we're quite a, you know, progressive nation. Why is this such a difficult topic for us to address?
To be frank, I don't know why we're not addressing it as a country. I think, of course, poverty stems from the fact that we're a colonial settler state. And so the source of that is actually colonisation and the disposition of Māori from their whenua. The successive governments just haven't seen it as a priority in addressing this to people. And I think it's racist. I think it's because our government's racist. The majority of people in the space that we serve in the communities, Māori, Pacific, migrant, former refugee communities, and I think we saw them giving people the COVID income relief payment because they lost their job as almost twice the current benefit levels, indicates to us that they know that current benefits aren't enough to live on, and that they're willing to make compromises for people that are moving into the space versus people that have been in the space for a very long time.
AAAP would like to see the welfare system and culture transformed. What about the current system and culture isn't working? You've said that you would like to lift benefits and that should be a top priority. Is there anything else that needs to be changed?
The premise from which people work with that one, the values in which they work with as an organisation, and also their use of discretion, I think. The case managers have the power to actually grant people what they're entitled to and what they need, because within the law, they're able to exercise discretion. But they're not doing that. They're not able to do that because of how they're told that they need, what the guidelines and the framework that they need to work within from their managers. Not only do we want them to transform that space, we also need to ensure that there's affordable and safe housing for everyone, and also that the government introduces rent controls. Because, I mean, we can call for raising benefits, but then if they don't do anything about rent, which is a main source of people's outgoing, then landlords just have the power to keep increasing their rent, and it keeps all the money just keep going to landlords.
In the 2017 campaign, the election campaign, Jacinda Ardern, you know, made the very bold goal of ending child poverty. What do you think about politicians making very bold promises like this, especially since Auckland Action Against Poverty suggests we haven't seen much meaningful change in the past 3 years? Is it irresponsible to make big promises like this?
Yeah, I think it's irresponsible to say something and not follow through on it. I mean, I think your words are empty if there's no action behind it. And also to talk about poverty in terms of child poverty, I think is really reckless because it isolates the children from their families and their communities. It's not just children in poverty. It's like the families, the parents, whole communities are living in poverty, and the people in this space, they don't have the luxury of time of waiting around for Jacinda or whatever government to kind of address their needs. So many people are living day to day in this country that we just don't know about. It's not very visible, and I think we're frustrated and upset because the people here at AAAP as well many of the people here that are our volunteers are actually people receiving the benefits. And so we're on the ground and we see these things every day. And politicians that make decisions that don't even impact them, that they have no effect on them, I think is just, it's so disconnected and it's out the gate. It's out the gate for me.
AAAP has emphasised how now that Labor is governing with a majority and they can govern how they see fit, more or less, that this could be a good way to effect change. Do you think that it was the coalition government that made it difficult to achieve meaningful change with poverty?
No, I don't think it was the coalition government. I think they used New Zealand First as an excuse, and even New Zealand First themselves admitted, like, we're the ones that are holding back Labor on all these things. I don't think it's... I mean, they both that coalition government, they should both be addressing poverty. It shouldn't matter who's in government to me or what kind of agreements or coalition or deals that people have made. I think the point is you're there to serve people, all people. And the Prime Minister said she's a Prime Minister for all New Zealanders. So stay there and then actually front it and make sure that you're doing what you're there to do. Like, you have to prioritise the people and their needs. We don't have time to waste. This is really urgent. And this is a crisis. And it deserves the same response that this pandemic is getting.
You've mentioned how not only Labor has a majority now, but they also have the most Pacifica and Māori MPs ever. You've just spoken about how our poverty is a result of colonisation and racism in this country. Does the new number of Pacifica and Māori MPs give you hope?
Yeah, it does. It does in some ways, and I'm hopeful that they will fight for the changes that the community, that their community needs, that they're owed, not even deserved, that they're owed. But also, I'm not holding my breath as well. AAAP will still be here to hold these people accountable, Pacific, Māori, all of them. It's kind of like we have to wait and see what happens. And we're keen to see what Labor, what Jacinda announces that she's going to implement till the what their priorities are for the end of the year. But I mean, we've seen in the past that Pacific and Māori can't really do much because depending on what the kaupapa of their party is, and many of the parties in government are actually, they're not kaupapa Māori parties. They're all colonial kaupapa parties. So they're there to uphold the status quo. And so when it comes down to it, even though these issues heavily affect Pacific and Māori, they can't do nothing about it, because they have to toe their party lines.
What would a Te Tiriti response to poverty in Aotearoa look like?
I think it would prioritise people over the economy. So I think it would give people agency and sovereignty and autonomy to decide what their lives will look like. And I think there's a way of, I think just the values from which a Te Tiriti-based Aotearoa would look very different from, like, what a colonial state, the values which have been, which this colonial state have been built on.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.